House Bill 1187, Mr. Speaker, are you presenting that today? Why don't we take that up now, and then I'll have someone sent down to get Representative Klocek as well. At this time, we'd like to bring up for action, members of the committee, House Bill 1187. This is a bill that will revise the time period for adjusting property tax levies for the purpose of maintaining the state's percentage of aid to general and special education. We have had extensive testimony on this. We had some questions about it for further clarification. Every member should have received in their binder the background on your property tax provided by the Department of Revenue, as well as the speaking points provided by Mr. Veek with the Department of Education that he presented at the last meeting. So with that, we'll return us back to, I believe we are in committee action. Is that right? Thank you for confirming that. And so what we're doing is opening up again for a further explanation from your perspective, Mr. Veek, or any questions you might have. With that, Mr. Veek.
Mr. Chairman, I'm Todd Veek. I'm with the Department of Education and Cultural Affairs. Thank you. Did you want me to run through this example one more time with it in front of you? Or I can do that.
I think if it might be, I'm just looking around the committee, would that be helpful? I think that would be helpful. Okay. They've had a chance, and then there'll be questions maybe by members of the committee concerning how this formula works. I know it's complicated, and we have lots of new people as well. Please okay. proceed.
Thank you very much. Just quickly, what the Cutler-Gabriel Amendment tries to do is maintain the state's percentage of state aid going out to schools as it relates to statewide local need, so that increasing property values don't actually eat away at the property tax relief that's gone on. That's the purpose of the Cutler-Gabriel Amendment. And so on my example down here below, it's a pretty simple. I use real round numbers on it. I'm trying to show you how the Cutler-Gabriel Amendment can get skewed if we don't pass this bill. And then I'd like to take you to the part that's labeled fiscal year 00, or fiscal year 2000. Let's say local need statewide, that's the per student allocation times 36, well, last year was 3551, I think it was, but this year it's 3666. Anyway, local need statewide is 490 million, and we'll say the state aid percentage is supposed to be at 50%. So local effort equals 245 million, state aid equals 245 million. We're at our 50-50. Then when we go to fiscal year 2001, let's just say that local need grew by $10 million. That's a 2% increase. But local effort also grew by $10 million, which is actually a 4% increase. If we did nothing, we didn't adjust the levies at all, state aid then would drop down to $245 million. And locals would be picking up 51%, the state would be only picking up 49%, and your property tax relief would start getting chipped away at. But what the Cutler-Gabriel Amendment does, and that's on the next page there, is it says we have to lower the local effort for fiscal year 2001 so that the state aid maintains its 50% share. So what we would do under the current Cutler-Gabriel Amendment is lower levies enough to knock down local effort by $5 million. The problem is we can only lower levies for half the year because property taxes are paid on a calendar year basis. So we're only affecting the second half of fiscal year 2001, and we take $5 million out in the second half of 2001. That brings our state aid up to $250 million. That's all fine and dandy. We're at our 50-50, but look what happens in fiscal year 2002. If nothing changed, the number of students dropped just a little bit, the per student allocation went up just a little bit, and let's say local effort or local need just stayed right at $500 million. Let's just say local property valuations didn't grow a bit. So you'd think everything's hunky-dory, we'd be right at 50-50 again, but look what happens. We have a full year of those property tax levy reductions hitting, not just half a year, so we reduce another $5 million. So local effort goes down to $245 million. State aid then goes up to $255 million, and we've inadvertently dumped an extra 1 percentage point on the state, and all we were trying to do is maintain our effort. What this bill does is says we'll look at what the levies should be if the full year was in effect and not just half a year. So what we would have done in FY01 is said we want to take $5 million out of local property taxes, but we'll do it as if there's a full year going on. So we'll only take out $2.5 million next year, which will be $5 million when the full calendar year hits, and that would be in FY02. That's what we're trying to do with this bill. Section 2 simply does the same thing for special ed as it does for general ed. And then Section 3, if you actually look at the bill, it points to when we put the color Gabriel Amendment on in state aid or in special ed, that was about 3 or 4 years ago. I can't remember anymore. It pointed at 1337.16, which is the maximum property tax levy for special ed, and that's $1.40. 2 years ago, Representative Richter's bill, which changed the state aid special ed formula quite a bit, said the qualifying levy for special ed isn't necessarily the maximum levy. It gets adjusted down, up or down. So the qualifying levy in special ed is right now at $1.30. And we want to apply the Cutler Gabriel Amendment to the $1.30, not to the $1.40, because that maximum levy will stay there. So all that's doing is changing the reference to 1337.16 to 1337.35.119. And that's all Section 3 does. I'd be happy to answer questions.
Why don't I just ask you, Mr. Veek, if on the first page, there's sort of two components of this bill, on the state aid formula, if we don't change this, every year the state share of that formula is going to go up. Is that right? Currently we're at, I believe it's 54-46, generally split,
right,
on state aid education formula and other revenues, we understand. So without this, the state will continue to put more money in, and there will not necessarily be an increased tax levied effort at the local level. Is that a fair statement?
That's right. It could. Now, if property values, if property values, they were going up about 6 to 7%, and that's why this problem was never encountered, because they were essentially doubling local need. Last year they didn't. If they don't double local need, then yeah, the state's percentage will keep going up without the passage of this. If they continued to double the rate of increase of local need, then it wouldn't be a problem. But it didn't happen. Last year they went up about 4%. So you're right. The state's percentage will creep up.
And Representative Napoli.
Well, I guess that was the concern I had about this bill, and I want to make sure that I'm on the same page. Without this bill, the way the stated formula is set up right now, if property taxes went in the tank and we had an actual decrease across the state of valuations, would the state make up that difference to keep that relationship up?
The state, Mr. Chairman, the state's percentage would actually go up. If property values dropped 5%, and let's say local need just stayed even, the levies that are right there right now would not support the increase, so the state would have to pick that up unless the legislature came in and actually raised the levies.
Great. You know, this is something that we've talked about for the last couple of years, because there was a concern that the state would have to pick up a considerable amount of money. So basically what this bill will allow to happen is, if property taxes do go in the tank and the state has to pick up a bigger share, then this will allow property taxes to go up to keep that share the same.
It should, in philosophy. I do have to point out, and Representative Peterson had the bill in front of you last Tuesday, the legislature has to come in every year and change those levies. And I'm not a lawyer, but I believe a legislative body can't bind further legislative bodies. So this is just putting into the law, which is out there right now, saying when we bring these levies to you, let's do it the right way. And obviously, if the legislature 4 years from now came in and had to raise the levies and said no, the state would have to pick that up, or they'd have to change the state aid formula or prorate it. But yeah, you're right. But bear in mind, the legislature every year has to pass those levies.
Thank you, Representative Flowers.
Todd, I think what Representative Napoli's talking about, I don't think this does is get it so that we're on so kind of an even keel, so we're on about a yearly deal. But if property values drop and you still have to have so many dollars for education, that Cutler Gabriel Amendment, the dollars per thousand will go up on the land, the values that are left there, to try to generate that money. It has to get half of your value.
Any other questions for Mr. Veek at this point? Representative Don Hennies, and then Representative Tupel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Veek, I'm confused about this percentage that the state's supposed to have and the local effort is supposed to take care of. Is it supposed to be 50-50, or... because everybody keeps talking about a different number that's close to that, but is that specified what that percentage is supposed to be?
Yeah, I used 50-50 because to make this example real easily, it was at 48 when the first formula was passed. But we fund property tax relief through the state general aid formula, so it has gone up to now. It's at 54%.
Can I follow up on that?
Yes, please.
Well, is there a maximum minimum that the state a percentage that the state must provide? Because apparently it's different depending on what the property taxes are and other factors. But
well, right now that it's 54, the Cutler-Gabriel Amendment says it always has to be 54%. So that's what it'll be. What we're trying to do is make it so that when we calculate that Cutler-Gabriel Amendment each year, that the levy reduction, we don't accidentally kick it up to 55 and then 56 when the full year of the valuation or the levy reduction hits.
Okay,
so is that 54 from now on until somebody decides to lower property taxes again?
Okay, thank you. Then just one other thing. Would you explain that Section 3 again about the special ed? I didn't follow that part.
Okay, Section 3, about the Cutler-Gabriel Amendment wasn't applied to special ed until, I believe, the 98 legislature. And they came in at that time and said, hey, let's apply the same thing to the special ed levy so that as the valuations go up, the $1.40 maximum levy will go down. So that was passed in 1998. 1999, the special education formula was massively reworked. And as part of that reworking of the formula, it was decided by this body that the maximum levy would always stay at $1.40, but the levy that qualifies you, that gets you 100% of special ed state aid, should go down to the color via the Cutler-Gabriel. So right now you'll get 100% of your special ed state aid if you're levying $1.30. But if a district so chooses to essentially opt out of the special education maximum levy of $1.30 by going up to the $1.40 that's always been there, they can. That's just extra money to run their program. But if you want to get 100% of your state aid in special ed, all you have to do is levy $1.30. And this says we're going to calculate the Cutler-Gabriel on the $1.30, not the $1.40. So that if we lowered that, it would the $1.30 would go down maybe to $1.28, but the $1.40 maximum levy is always going to be there.
If I might just add a clarification too, Mr. Vickis, it's my understanding clearly what this does is keep us at 54-46. It doesn't put us back to 50-50 and makes the locals bring in the additional 4% and we lose. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. My example was just to make it real. The number's real easy to follow.
That might help some relief here. Representative Tupel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have two questions, Mr. Beek. There's two separate issues going here, as I understand it. Section 2 deals with the problem of differences in calendar years. Is that correct? You calculate property taxes levies on calendar year. You calculate the state aid on fiscal year.
That's right. But Sections 1 and 2 deal with the same thing. Just Section 1 is the general ed aid. Section 2 is the special ed aid.
Okay, now the way the Cutler-Gabriel Amendment currently works, I'm not that familiar with it, but does it deal with the percentage of local that local effort pays in terms of the percentage of the ADM, or does it deal with specifically with levies?
The Cutler-Gabriel Amendment specifically says the state's percentage will be maintained. So the state's percentage is in a fiscal year, and it's the state has to maintain its percentage paid out as a percent of local need.
So as it stands, the Cutler-Gabriel Amendment stands now, then if we had a decline in property tax valuation, that property tax levies could actually go up?
They could if the legislature passed a bill that raised the levies.
So
yeah, if you came in and said, hey, we're supposed to stay at 50-50, or it's right now at 52 and going to 54 this year, FY02. If we want to stay at 54, we're going to have to raise levies 10 cents. Yeah, that's the theory of the Cutler-Gabriel Amendment. I don't know if the legislature would choose to do that or not.
But the point that Representative Napoli is making about that, this bill changing that is not valid then, that the way that it currently stands is that if property valuations declined, property tax levies could actually increase under the current Cutler-Gabriel in order to make up the same percentage, unless the legislature chose to do it otherwise the way they set the amendment on an annual basis. There isn't anything in the Cutler-Gabriel Amendment itself that specifically says that your levy is not going to go back up if property tax valuations decline. Is that correct, the way it currently stands?
The Cutler-Gabriel Amendment is more a policy statement, I guess, just saying it's an intent of the legislature that the state will maintain its percentage share. You have to come in each year, and mm-hmm. whether it's raising the levies, which they haven't gone up, or are lowering them, you have to pass a bill each year because those are set in another statute in yeah. a law. So the legislature comes in each year and adjusts those. What would actually happen under this if the levies had to go up because property values went down? Theoretically, you wouldn't raise them as high because, once again, you'd only be affecting them the second half. So you'd raise them half as high as you thought you'd have to because you're going for a full year is how you do that. But just bear in mind that each year you have to come in here as a body and raise those it's usually lower those levies. It's always been lower those levies.
Right. Thank you for that. Can we, Representative Flowers?
Well, just to kind of represent twofold, what is maintained, the reason this, well, we saw the bill the other day where the dollars per thousand is dropping just minimal, but a little bit. But one of the reasons for that is because even though it's cost more for education, our evaluations have increased statewide quite a little because of all new construction and maybe just ongoing inflation. So even though the dollar or the demand is more, you're spreading that out a little more because we got a lot more evaluation we're drawing from on the property taxes to meet that money that they need for state education, aid to education. But what I was saying, if something would happen to our land values and their property values and they go down, we still have to adjust them to so that split is there. So we would have to raise that dollar per thousand on our overall levy statewide to keep that percentage. Now, you know, it has to be. That's what the Keller-Gabler Amendment did. It says it's going to keep this balance.
And just remember, as a matter of tax policy, it takes a majority vote to approve this reduction, and it takes two-thirds for that local tax levy to go back up.
I believe that's right.
Okay. Well, thank you. Any other questions of Mr. Veek? Seeing none, we are now back to committee action. I believe the last action was to defer, so we're wide open on recommendations. Representative Napoli.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I guess I was wondering when this fix was going to come, because under the Cutler-Gabriel Amendment, we adjust those levies every year. But if local effort stagnates or goes down, then without adjusting those revenues, those levies, the state of South Dakota would have to come up with more money in order to keep those the same. They'd have to do it. And we've talked about that over the last couple of years, and I was wondering when there was going to be a fix that was going to come along and fix that. Governor Jankel and I have talked about this in the past, and he said, you know, the state of South Dakota could be looking at a tremendous hit if the property taxes ever went in the tank. And so in order to keep that relationship the same, this bill is very important, and so I would move it to pass.
Been moved by Representative Napoli at House Bill 1187. Do pass or second?
Second.
Representative Don Henney seconds. Comments? Seeing none, the question before the committee is do pass motion on House Bill 1187. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed will say no, and the secretary will call a roll.
Representative Flowers?
Aye.
Representative
Frost? Aye.
Representative
Harness?
Aye.
Aye.
Representative Slaughter?
Aye.
Representative
Kugel? Aye.
Representative Van Etten?
Aye.
Representative Rick?
Aye.
Representative Jasper?
Aye.
Representative Brown?
Aye.
House Bill 1187, having received the majority vote, will go to the floor. Do pass. Consent been moved by Representative Wick. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Thank you. On the consent calendar, this will help us. Representative Richter doesn't have to explain it.